notre quotidien. C'est sur Taïwan.
Society 13 and Frogzilla Radio proudly present Frog Watch with your friend and host, Big Tony Rousey, a.k.a. Frog's Watch. Our opening track this week was Urology, E-U-R-O-L-O-G-Y, as in Europe, not as in urine or the study of the urinary tract. Anyway, that was by Ian Anderson, that witty fellow. It comes from his Rupees Dance album back in 2003. And welcome back to another episode of Prog Watch. I am your friend and humble host, Big Tony Rousek, a.k.a. the Prog Squatch. And I'm going to be spinning a variety of great stuff for you this week, such as this next track. It's Stephen Wilson from his 2013 solo album, The Raven That Refused to Sing, and Other Stories. The name of the song I'm going to play is The Holy Drinker. We'll be right back.
drinker and his curse, a constant surfage to unquenchable thirst. The night gives birth, the devil rises from right out of the earth.
This coffin was made from a tree.
That poor bloke, the holy drinker. One of the, quote, other stories from Stephen Wilson's 2013 album, I guess. The Raven That Refused to Sing and Other Stories. Next up, I've got something from Kansas. Something from their latest album, in fact. The band, which still features original members Rich Williams and Phil Ahart, and longtime member Billy Greer, released a really nice album of new material in the latter half of 2016 called The Prelude Implicit. I played a song from it when it first came out, and I've had a chance to revisit it, and I have to say it's really nice to hear from Kansas again, especially when their new material is this good. Anyway, on with the tune, Rhythm in the Spirit. We'll be right back. That was Kansas, maybe harking back to their 70s glory days a bit with Rhythm in the Spirit, from their latest album, The Prelude Implicit. Definitely worth a listen. Next, I've got something from our friend Eric Norlander. His latest album was a great piece of work entitled Surreal, and I covered it quite a bit last year when Eric was a guest on this show for episode 331. Check progwatch.com if you missed that one. Anyway, this is another great track from Eric's latest album, entitled Unearthly.
Thank you.
Again, that was Unearthly by Eric Norlander from his excellent Surreal album released last year.
Hello, this is Simon Godfrey.
And I'm creepy Simon Godfrey.
And we both believe that if you want to listen to good progressive music, tune in to Progzilla Radio at progzilla.com.
I'm naked.
Haken, or another band that released a great album last year. Theirs was entitled Affinity. From it, I'm going to play a track called Lapse.
A million faces searched out.
That was Lapse by Haken from their 2016 release, Affinity. Now let's join our friend and contributor, Dr. Rob Fisher, for another voyage of progressive discovery. This week, Rob will be exploring the latest album by Swedish band Catatonia. Here's Rob. On this second Progressive Discoveries of the New Year, we are taking a look at how progressive music captures the uncertainties and anxieties of modern living, using it as a vehicle to drive music forward in new and exciting directions. 2016 saw the 25th anniversary of Swedish band Catatonia, as well as the release of their 11th studio album, The Fall of Hearts. As a band, their music has always been profoundly existential, capturing the grainy, fractured spirit of our time and resonating with the experiences of all generations who live in and through these times. For many, their music has been a faithful companion, an ever-present soundtrack which comforts and uplifts, challenges and confronts, but is always there as a friend and refuge in the good times and the bad. The Fall of Hearts marks another clear evolution of their music. The message ruthlessly cuts through all the electronic noise, the mindless and meaningless social chatter, the faux angst of life in the 21st century, and exposes the brooding melancholia and trembling uncertainty, which underpins modern living. Life is brief, nothing is certain, and the older we get, the closer death's shadow extends towards us. As individuals and as a species, night is falling. So it comes as a surprise to discover that musically, this is perhaps their most progressive and contemporary album to date. The grainy power and muscular confidence of Catatonia's metal origins still serve as the bedrock of the band's sound, but the melancholic atmosphere is now deeply infused with an increased emotional and melodic subtlety, highlighted with delicate, rich harmonies and a more diverse array of vivid and dynamic textures. Next, we're going to play a song here. This is the third track from the Catatonia album, Fall of Hearts, and it's called Old Hearts Fall.
The weighted clouds coming by has me looking right here under sky, and I left my home past the evening fire in the blink of an eye.
Every dream
It's got me crawling all the way back to the start. I swear that I saw you there. Your hands were reaching.
Once again, that was Old Hearts Fall from Catatonia's latest album, The Fall of Hearts. Now back to Rob. Founder and vocalist Jonas Renske significantly describes the new album as our pole star and believes the album marks a more adventurous change in direction from what has gone before. Uh-oh, here comes some Swedish names. But anyway, I'm going to hash through these, all right, friends? Joined by new drummer Daniel Moyo Moilinen and multi-instrumentalist Roger Urson on guitars, The Fall of Hearts is full of drama, novelty, elegance, and creativity. The message may well be desolate, the atmosphere bordering on overwhelming, but there is also hope, sensitivity, and even an edge of comfort which peers through the darkness. This is no bludgeoning voyage of despair into annihilation and hopelessness. The album is actually a critically intelligent and perceptive testament to the bonds we all share in common, the enriching comfort we can take and offer each other, and the joy that can be found in and taken from the present moment. Again, those were the words of our friend and contributor, Dr. Rob Fisher, who does his fine work for the Progressive Aspect and Prog Radar. When I post the show to my website, progwatch.com, there will be links for you to follow to find Rob's full review of Catatonia's Fall of Hearts and more of his work on the Progressive Aspect and Prog Radar. Next up is a band from the Netherlands, which I just recently discovered. I'm not really sure how to pronounce their name, but I can pronounce, I like it. Anyway, they are called Odysseis or Odysseis. It's O-D-Y-S-S-I-C-E. The song comes from their last studio album, Silence, released in 2010. It is called Continental Motion. Thank you. Once again, that was Continental Motion by Odysseus or Odysseus from the Netherlands. It comes from what I hope is not their last studio album, Silence, in 2010. I'm not sure if they're together. They were active in 2015. So let's hope they are, and let's hope that we're going to hear something new from them, because I like the couple of albums that I've heard by these guys. Jadis is a UK band that has been around for quite a while, and they released a new album late last year. The album was called No Fear of Looking Down, and the name of the song I'm playing is Abandoned.
Shelter from the cold, accept myself somehow while everything unfolds. I watch the evening light, the amber at glass window, returning birds take flight beneath colors of my rainbow. You think I would learn by now to shelter from myself somehow while everything unfolds. The right decision, the tried and trusted goals, the perfect takes my heart with hope. And even though I try to fight against the tide, and even if I lie, there's nowhere left to hide. You think I've learned by now to shelter from the cold,
Once again, that was Jadis with Abandoned from their most recent album, No Fear of Looking Down, released last year.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
You're listening to the station with the best mix of music. Progzilla, bringing you the best progressive music has to offer.
And late last year, we had Oliver Rüssing of the excellent German band Caribou as a guest on this show. I think it was on Prog Watch 345. Anyway, at the time, he had just released his remixed and remastered version of the 2011 Caribou album Man of Rust. From that remixed and remastered album, this is The North Wall Tale.
Whenever you turn, upside down, you're writing songs of freedom and of pain. The barrel lies in song, from time to time it's gone, and distance fills the space left in between. Continuously deformed by cold destructive storms, in words that feel like rising boiling water, and no one can explain. This world is still insane, and all those years and all those precious days.
Thank you. tell the North Wall tale. We're spending all our lives learning how to fail.
Again, that was The North Wall Tale by Caribou from the 2016 remix and remaster of Man of Rust. Yuka and Chronoship were a featured band on Prog Watch 248, and I must say I'm still quite fond of this wonderful Japanese quartet. From their latest release, Third Planetary Chronicle, from late 2015, let's listen to Birth of the Earth, Embryonic Planet.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Yuka and Chronoship with Birth of the Earth, Embryonic Planet, from the late 2015 release, Third Planetary Chronicle. Hopefully we hear something new from them this year. And here I am climbing up into the attic again, and we're going to finish things up with a classic from the golden years of progressive rock. In the early to mid-70s, the UK band Stackridge were purveyors of a quirky kind of progressive rock, sometimes referred to as, quote, the West Country Beatles. They had a strange stage presence, complete with bizarre props, and their songs were often populated with odd cartoon-like characters. Their fifth album, Mr. Mick, released in 1976, is sort of a rock opera centered on the life of one such character. From that album, I'd like to play a song called Coniston Water.
Thank you.
Again, that was Coniston Water from the classic Stack Ridge album from 1976 entitled Mr. Mick. So that's about all we have time for this week. Once again, I want to thank you all for coming along for the ride. And remember that if you like what you hear on the show, please check out the show when I post it on progwatch.com and follow those links I put in there. I put in links to all the artists' web pages so you can go and look at their stuff and buy their stuff. See where they're playing, when they're playing, go support them. If you like this music, please try to support it. And progwatch.com, all those links can help you do so. And if you like the show, you can also support me, your friendly neighborhood Prog Squatch. Just give me a like on Facebook or follow me at Prog Squatch on Twitter. When maybe you even want to get in touch with me, I'll say your name on the radio. you can email me with questions, comments, suggestions at progsquatch, progsquatch at gmail.com.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
So that's going to do it, folks. So remember to prog on, brothers and sisters.